single trees.
On the wagon, you'd have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What do you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to keep the horses together?
A double tree.
If a man had a load of wood in his wagon, he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
Hauling wood.
All right, we're going to talk about the word drag this time. Suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and, what, it out of the way.
Say, I drag it out.
All right. You could say, we have quite a few stumps out there with mules and chains. Using the same word.
Drag the stumps out. Drag.
Okay, we have quite a few stumps out there with mules and chains.
Dragged, I'd say dragged, I'd probably say drug, but that's of course enough drug enough.
Okay, and now talking about plowing.
Planting.
What is the first thing you use in the field when you're getting ready to plant?
Well, you use a turning plow.
Are there any other kinds you use later?
Well, you can lay off plow, probably. Now you're talking about farming with mules or tractors, not farming both.
Well, either way.
Well, you'd use breaking plows and to break the ground, and you'd use disc heads to prepare the land, or in this country, or metal busters or something like that, and then you use planting.
Is there any particular kind you use on the hill?
Hillside plows, yes, ma'am, we use the same plows.
Okay, have you had different kinds of harrows?
Yes, ma'am. I've had disc harrows and back tooth harrows, V harrows, and bush and bog harrows. And that's another two. I don't remember.
Okay, what is it the wheels of a wagon fit onto?
To the axle.
What do you call an X-shaped frame you lay a log across to chop it in stove length?
What's that one?
And it has a bar across it.
I just don't recall it right now. What's called it without you?
You hear it called a sawbuck or?
Yeah, I have, but that wasn't the word I was trying to say. I was trying to say something else.
Maybe you can think of what you used.
Wood rack, I guess.
Okay, now what about an A-frame? What would you call it? The A-shaped frames that... Like you used to lay boards across to make a table or something like that.
It'd be sawhorse.
Okay. What do you use when you straighten your hair with a comb and a what?
Brush.
Okay. And you sharpen a straight razor on a leather?
Strop.
Okay. Speaking of live ammunition, you said they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank.
Right. Crack.
All right. What do children have in a park or a schoolyard where one sits on each end of a board and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
What do you call a limber plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump up and down on? Don't remember anything like that. All right. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. Children get on each end and spin around on it. What do you call that?
I like to call them flying jennies and things like that.
Okay, when you tie a long rope to a tree limb and put a feet on it so the children can go back and forth, you're making a
swing.
All right, what would you call a container for coal that you keep near the stove?
A hearth.
Do you have a different name for